Hello, I'm Joel Hughes.
And I'm Aurora Alexander.
And this is the Psychology Pathways Podcast.
We help busy psychology students succeed.
If you want to contact us, send an email to psychologypathwayspodcast, all one word, at gmail.com. On today's bonus episode, Aurora and I are interviewing Dr. Osborne. She's the coordinator of the Addictions Counseling Certificate Program at Kent State University. And if you'll give us just 20 minutes, today you'll learn how to get a better job, potentially, during college with a certificate that you can get from one class. You'll also learn how, after your bachelor's degree, you can get a certificate that makes you eligible to be licensed without needing a graduate degree. You'll also learn how a mere 7-week investment would allow you to try on an entire field to see if it's for you or not. So stick with us for this bonus episode in which we interview Dr. Osborne. So unless you've been living under a rock, you know that we are in the midst of an opiate epidemic in this country and in the state of Ohio.
Yeah.
Just last week, CBS News reported that 10 people died in Columbus, Ohio in just a little over 24 hours.
That's crazy, man. I mean, I am coming from the West Virginia, Kentucky area, and it is just absolutely destroyed my little neck of the woods. I'm from the coal fields. And so it has absolutely wreaked havoc on virtually everybody that I know. It has touched them in some negative way.
Yeah. I mean, this is personal. I don't think that anyone listening to the podcast is completely unaware of someone who's been affected or their family members. You know, if we had 100 people in a room and we said, raise your hand if someone that you know has either been addicted to prescription opiates or has overdosed on something or has an addiction of some kind, I mean, how many hands would go up?
I would say virtually all of them, you know, their family had been wrapped in cellophane for the past two generations. You know what I mean? I don't see how that would...
Maybe if they live in West Palm Beach. No, there.
And it doesn't, it goes across every socioeconomic, you know, level. It doesn't matter. It's not just poor people. It's not just people, you know, it's everyone on some level. And it's not that people go out and go, you know what would be a great idea? Getting hooked on pain pills. That's a great idea. You know, it's something that a lot of people will do by accident because they got hurt on the job. And so.
Yeah. In 2017, I wrote a grant that was not funded because that's what I do is write grants that aren't funded to the Ohio Third Frontier about technological strategies to prevent opiate addiction. Mm. And you're absolutely right that there was a often cited paper from a long time ago that said that if you're taking prescription narcotics, you don't get addicted.
Boo.
And that turned out to be false.
Big time false.
It was a letter to the editor. It wasn't even a real study. And that's what people cite as the evidence that you don't get addicted if it's prescription.
Whoa, are you kidding
me? I'm not kidding. I tracked it down in a book I was reading.
This sounds like an urban legend.
I know. It was an urban legend that a big pharma used so that they could then sell OxyContin, which is extended release hydrocodone, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the point is, you know, since in the last 10 years, probably there's been about 500,000 people, maybe 20, going by 20 years, 500,000 deaths in America. And there's been, you know, over 130 people every day that die of an overdose of something opiate related, not to mention alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who doesn't know someone who's an alcoholic?
Exactly.
And not to mention smoking, meth.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is when you think about being addicted, you think about the hardcore stuff. You don't really think about something as simple as smoking.
Oh,
how much smoking has really affected people?
It absolutely has. And in my field of clinical health psychology, I do a lot of work on smoking cessation in terms of research or training of other people, because it's very, very common that people used to be a smoker or they're still a smoker if they have like COPD or a heart attack. And then so you ask people at every visit, you know, are you smoking? And once you know that they're not, if you see them again, you don't have to ask them every time. But it's part of the five A's. The first one is ask, you know, are you smoking? And if they have COPD or heart disease, often the answer is yes. And then you have to do something about it. But, you know, nothing is more addictive than nicotine, opiates, and surprise, surprise, caffeine.
Oh, there you go.
But we're a lot less concerned about caffeine.
Right.
Anyway, today, you know, on the podcast, we're going to do another one of those interviews that we've suddenly started doing.
Yay.
And this one is with Dr. Osborne, who is the director of the Addictions Certificate Program at Kent State University.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. I keep recommending this to students because I think this is, I don't know, I think it's going to lead to some good things for somebody. Like if they kind of just want to help people and I don't really know where I want to go, this is a great field to get into because it's actually booming. Sad news, booming, but good news for you if this is really a population you want to help with.
And I would suggest also that if you're interested in counseling or psychotherapy or clinical psychology, that it is useful to know about addictions.
Absolutely.
Because the overlap between especially severe mental illness, your severe mental illness, your schizophrenia, bipolar, the overlap is huge. And and your in your very, very common mental illness problems like depression, anxiety, there's also a big overlap.
Sure.
And in health, there's a huge overlap. Chronic pain, chronic disorders, all the different things that, you know, we live long enough to die from now, like heart attack and cancer and stroke. There's a big overlap with addictions.
It's the Venn diagram. Look at that Venn diagram of like addiction versus mental health illness.
So if you had a choice of folding t-shirts at the mall or having worked at a residential treatment center during college even, you know, this would be better for your resume.
This is a real world job, and I would love for students who are thinking about getting into employment or getting into, you know, this is one step above getting an internship. This is the real deal. You're actually working in the field.
Absolutely. So today on the podcast, Aurora and I are joined by Cynthia Osborne, who is professor of counselor education and supervision at Kent State University. She's the coordinator of the Addictions Counseling Certificate Program, and she was kind enough to stop by and answer some of our questions about the Addictions Counseling Program. So let me just start there. What is the Addictions Counseling Certificate Program at Kent State University?
Well, the Addictions Counseling Certificate Program provides students at both the graduate and the undergraduate levels, those who are enrolled in a behavioral science degree program, such as psychology, human services, with the educational content needed to apply for chemical dependency counselor licensure here in Ohio. It provides all of the education hours that are needed for licensure eligibility as a chemical dependency counselor in Ohio.
So is this a program, the certificate program, is this for graduate students or undergraduate students?
It's for both, actually. So the content, the educational content, is the same whether you're an undergraduate student or whether you're a graduate student at the university, all of the content, at least 180 hours of content in what's referred to as chemical dependency-specific education, is necessary for licensure eligibility here in Ohio.
So one of the things that we talk about in the book and in the course is that there are some things that you do for the certificate or the license or some other credential. There's the whole idea of getting a credential. Some majors don't really have credentials, but sometimes there's credentials that actually allow you to do specific things. And one thing I was wondering about is, do you think it's worth it to have this credential if you don't go on in chemical dependency counseling? Maybe you're in mental health counseling, community counseling, maybe you're in clinical psychology. Would this be a useful either credential or just skill set to have in your, you know, in your bag of tricks?
I believe so. The credential, the state-issued credential, the university-issued certificate, as well as the skill set that you mentioned. We do know that most persons with a substance use disorder also have a co-occurring psychiatric or mental health disorder, and also the other way around. Those with a mental health or psychiatric disorder, particularly the severe and persistent psychiatric disorder such as schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, more often than not have a co-occurring substance use disorder. And having that skill set in addictions would allow the practitioner to be able to recognize substance use disorders and to be able to recommend, whether it's a referral or recommend specialized care or integrated care for those persons.
So I'm the director of clinical training for our PhD program in clinical psychology. And from where I sit, it would make sense to have some of these skills for all of our students, because they're going to be completing APA approved internships at medical centers and at the VA, or even while they're in graduate school, they'll be doing practica experiences at community mental health agencies. And it makes sense to me that given the vast comorbidity of addictions and mental health issues, that knowing some of this stuff would be really useful for everybody.
Yes, indeed. It makes the practitioner much more marketable, that they don't have to settle for one setting of practice, that they can make themselves available for a wider variety of settings that do offer integrated care. So not just for one setting for substance use disorder treatment, another setting for mental health, but settings, including hospital settings, primary care settings as well, that are designed to provide a range of services for a range of presenting disorders.
So one of the biggest questions that I get from students is, and the big myth, that you can't get a job with a psychology degree, or that psychology really doesn't, it's not a conveyor belt degree, so it doesn't lead you into an exact profession. But having this kind of certificate under your belt, what kind of careers or areas can you get into with this particular set of skills?
Yes, that's a great question. So at the undergraduate level, and with a bachelor's degree, a four-year degree in a behavioral science, such as psychology, criminal justice, human development, and family studies, the certificate that we offer here at the university does make it possible for that person to pursue a state-issued credential or license that I can now practice as a chemical dependency counselor based on my four-year degree and based on the certificate. And I can be employed at a variety of settings, addiction treatment-specific settings, Also, human service settings, child protective services settings as well, I would think. And this skill set then allows me to recognize those substance use disorders and make necessary referrals, and as well as be another professional as a member of an interprofessional treatment team. I don't know if that answers your
question
specifically.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know that you don't have a crystal ball, but can you give us maybe a ballpark figure of, like, what kind of money are we looking at for somebody that's getting into this kind of field with this specific certificate?
Sure. Nationally, and I'll give you some figures in Ohio too, salary ranges for chemical dependency counselors, who may be referred to as substance abuse counselors or addiction counselors, the mean wage, per hour here in the United States, $21 an hour, and then the annual wage, so the annual salary, up to about $41,000 an hour. And that's with a four-year degree. You don't have to have then the graduate degree to make that that salary, and along with the specialized training and the licensure as an addictions counselor or chemical dependency counselor.
Okay. And so what do you think the career outlook is for someone with this kind of certification?
There is certainly a need in Ohio. Projections indicate that there's a 19% increase in substance abuse counselor positions up until 2024. And in Ohio, actually, the number of professionals who are qualified to provide care for persons with substance use disorders is below the national average. So the national average is 32 professionals for every 1,000 adults presenting with substance use disorders. In Ohio, we're below that at 29. So there is certainly a need. There's a gap that needs to be filled.
So there's definitely some good news, bad news here. So
that's
bad news
a good
is...
way to say it. That's right.
Bad news is the opioid epidemic is rampant. The good news is for somebody that has a heart for this population, mm-hmm. you're definitely going to have some options for yourself as far as a career goes.
Yeah, there's a need to provide the care, and care is needed for those persons and their families who are struggling with addiction.
And I'm hearing that with a bachelor's degree and the certificate and the right experience, you could be looking at maybe $40,000 a year getting into this field, which for a bachelor's degree is outstanding.
Yes.
And if maybe all you had was the certificate and you're still an undergraduate, are there ever like part-time jobs or other ways? There are.
There are.
And so maybe you could be looking at $12 or $15 an hour instead of, you know, working down at your local fast food joint.
Exactly. And let me say that in the certificate program at the undergraduate level, it's 16 credit hours. And each, well, the first four courses are 3 credits. The first course in the certificate series is called Introduction to Addictions Counseling. And that can be completed in the first 7 weeks of the fall semester. Maybe at some point, if we have enough students, the first 7 weeks of the spring semester as well. And after completing that first course, Introduction to Addictions Counseling, students are eligible for a state-issued certificate called Chemical Dependency Counselor Assistant. And that is an employable credential that involves working, providing assessment, treatment planning, facilitating individual and group counseling sessions. And a local facility has said that a person with a CDCA, you don't have to have a bachelor's degree to practice as a CDCA, a person with a CDCA, a starting salary, one facility has said is usually in the $30,000 range.
Wow.
So persons can be working towards their state license with this state-issued certificate of Chemical Dependency Counselor Assistant while they're still working on their baccalaureate degree.
And I'm thinking about, you know, $15 an hour is good money while you're still in school. And I would suspect that they would have maybe some Friday, Saturday, Sunday shifts that need covered.
Yes.
And so they might be okay to part-time work. They don't have to pay benefits. Maybe the people that are full-time on salary are the people that have the graduate degree or the bachelor's degree. Mm. And I'm hearing a 7-week investment for 3 credits at the beginning of the fall. And you could have a CDCA, which is a credential that
state
you can immediately
credential.
Get a better job.
Sets me up then for a career path and also helps me get through school, working evening shifts, weekend, say at a residential treatment facility.
And then if I want to get a PhD in counseling or psychology or something, this is good to have on the resume.
Exactly.
That I was already working in clinical practice for a year or two.
That I have experience in the field. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm also hearing that it's not offered in the spring unless we bother you. So how do people bother you?
So please bother me. So contact me at cosborn@kent.edu.
Because students are registering right now, Aurora?
Right now they're registering. And I told Dr. Osborne earlier that I have been recommending this to a lot of students for a very different reasons. It just depends on the student. But I will tell you, I am a credential snob. I am a certification snob.
Wonderful.
And the reason being is because my background is in career counseling. And so if it doesn't equal out to a job or to a field of work, then I go, is the juice worth the squeeze? Are you just wasting your time? It doesn't really look that good, and who cares? But this seems like it's going to lead them directly into a path, and maybe graduate school is not exactly ideal for them right now, but this could actually get them into a line of work, working with a population that they care about, that could eventually lead them into graduate school, but they would be making money in the field now. They wouldn't be folding sweaters at Kohl's. I really think this is an amazing program for students to take advantage of.
Be making use of their education, putting it to good use, providing care that is needed.
So where can students go to find out more information about this program?
Well, go Google Addictions Counseling at Kent State, and you'll get to our website that has a long URL. There's a three-minute promotional video on the website, and there are some testimonials from current students.
So I'll put that long URL in the show notes, but it sounds like if you Google K Kent State University Addictions Counseling Certificate, you will find it.
Yes, you will.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for coming on, Dr. Osborne. This has been really helpful to our students. And although we're recording here at Kent State University, if you're listening from afar, there might be addictions counseling certificates at a university near you. And so get out Google, which is where I find everything I need, and see what you can find.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
So there you have it. I mean, we often talk about how psychology is not a conveyor belt degree.
Right.
And there's not like a requirement to go to graduate school and be a psychologist after your bachelor's degree in psychology. There's actually a lot of things out there, and this is one of those things.
This is one of those things. I have students all the time that say, well, I want to help people, and I think I want to be a counselor, but I totally don't want to go to graduate school, at least not right now. And for, you know, until this program came along, I was saying, I don't know of any options for you. Now that this program is in existence, this can totally help a student get into that field, work with that population, help in a counseling kind of environment without having to go on to a master's program, at least at this point.
Yeah, so this is not a 2-year commitment.
No.
You know, in the first 7 weeks, you can find out if this is something that you like.
Yeah.
You know, one class is not that much to prototype and try something out and see. And if it's not your cup of tea, you know, don't do it.
No harm, no foul. It's just, you know, some upper division credits.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you need those anyways in order to graduate, so.
But if you do want a marketable credential that is a certificate that you can use to have, you know, job titles that correspond to what you just earned.
Yeah.
This is one of those opportunities.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us for the Psychology Pathways podcast. We hope you'll join us for the next episode.
If you enjoyed the show, rate us at iTunes or Spotify and tell your friends.
Find out more at psychpathways.com. That's P-S-Y-C-H pathways.com.
And send your listener questions to psychologypathwayspodcast@gmail.com.